Welcome to Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. We're giving you choices and knowledge of those choices to help make your dreams come true every Sunday at 7 a.m., 7 p.m., Monday mornings at 1 a.m., streaming live at richarddugan.com. And we are also archiving these programs at richarddugan.com, the radio show's page. We encourage you to check out our guests on their website at the link that we will be providing for you here shortly. It's a very easy website, so we're excited to be able to give that to you. We also want to say to you, congratulations. You've earned one karma point for performing an act of kindness, courtesy, or honesty. Register this card at, here's the website, amazingkarma.com to generate, track, and map your karma points. Then pass this card to someone else. You and everyone else who registers this card in the past, who has registered this card in the past, will receive unlimited karma points as long as it continues to be registered. Your karma points are redeemable at Karma Cash, as Karma Cash, for donations to 501c3 charities or for any gift card on the planet. That's correct. Karma, amazingkarma.com is the name of the website. And there are actually two cards here. I'll read the other one later. We welcome to the program, I guess you would say, what, one of the founders, because you and your husband have put this together?
Yes, that's right.
And you and your husband, the Tiptons, if you will, are the ones that have put this together. That's Karen, correct?
Darlene.
I don't know who Karen is.
But no, you're thinking my husband is Ken. I understand the.
Oh, okay. Yeah, K and D. K and D Tipton.
That's okay.
Now, you and your husband, Darlene, you came up with this concept. I mean, let me back up. Tell me from your perspective, because we like to define terms, what is karma?
Our definition of karma is the non-religious concept of what goes around comes around. If you generate a good act, good will come back to you. And, of course, none of us is perfect. We all make mistakes. So the corollary to that is when you do make a mistake, own up to it. Take personal responsibility. Own your actions. Make amends and move ahead. It's all about positivity.
Could you take that message to our politicians, please?
Oh, we're sort of planning to, and I'll tell you about that a little later.
Okay. there have been some individuals, political and otherwise, but notables, who have made what I'll use the term, who have made faux pas. Okay, I mean kind. Who have made faux pas. And of them, a very small percentage have come out and said, oops, I made a faux pas. I'm really sorry for whatever this may have done to my spouse, my family, friends, associates, blah, blah, blah. I'm really sorry. I apologize. And then it goes away. Amazing.
That's true. But let me add to that. How often do they come out with that until it's already been exposed?
Mm-hmm.
How often do they come out on their own and say, I did something I shouldn't have done. I knew it at the time. I did it anyway. This is the damage I caused, and I'm truly, truly sorry.
Or some will make the mistake of saying, hey, look, I haven't done anything wrong. As a matter of fact, why don't you follow me around? Oops.
Yeah, that didn't work out too well either.
Not too well. And you notice, folks, we're not naming any names because you could probably put that on a lot of people. But it's very interesting, this whole aspect. And you have created these two sets of cards. Each card has a different code number on it. And so when you go to amazingkarma.com and you register the card that you've been given, be it the pass it on or own your actions, make amends, and move ahead. This is the bad deeds karma card. You think, well, why wouldn't you just hand out good deeds karma cards?
Well, because we've become a nation that enables bad behavior simply by ignoring it. will see somebody doing something they shouldn't do. Now, I'm not talking about robbing a bank. I'm talking about maybe the guy at the supermarket who parks diagonally across three handicapped parking spaces.
Mm.
And we shake our heads and tisk tisk, but we don't get involved in any way. When with the red karma card, at least if you don't want to get personally involved, you can slip it under the windshield wiper and walk away. And it's there for them when they come out, and they can look and say, yeah, I was a jerk.
And this card says, throw away at your own karmic risk. Uh-oh, you received this karma card for performing an act of unkindness, discourtesy, or dishonesty. However, registering this card at AmazingKarma.com signifies that you have accepted personal responsibility, which will generate a positive karma point. Then pass this card on to someone else. You and everyone else who registers this card in the past, who has registered it in the past, will receive unlimited karma points as long as it continues to be registered. And your karma points are redeemable at Karma Cash for donations to 501c3 charities or for any gift card on the planet. Now, I think that's a really an interesting thing. It also says, if received or found, register now to Good Karma, for Good Karma, actually. And then it gives the authorization code. And as I said before, each card has its own code. So there's no problem there. And I guess one of the things, I would have no problem maybe handing this out, handing out the Good Karma card. The bad karma card, yeah, I'd want to slip under the windshield wiper, you know, because we are so, in addition to being sort of trained, taught, what have you, through the media about bad behavior, we're also very hypersensitive right now in this country.
That's true. I mean, you have to assess the situation.
Yeah.
Because there's, you know, if you get into a fist fight over a little red card, it's kind of... begs the point now, doesn't it?
Yeah, kind of counterproductive.
Yeah,
as well.
Yeah, but I can tell you a brief story about when we a couple times we did hand out red karma cards and the outcome.
Mm-hmm. Tell me, please.
Well, my husband and I were going to lunch at the local restaurant, and there was this beautiful car parked out front. Now, I don't know from cars. I think it was a Ferrari. It was bright yellow. It was beautiful. And the owner of the car was just about to leave, and of course my husband goes up and he's admiring the car. But this gentleman is one of those people who had parked over like 1.5 parking spaces.
Mm.
And after a suitable amount of time admiring the car, my husband very politely said, but I noticed you've really parked badly here. You know, there are a lot of wider spots in the back and they're shady. Why didn't you park there? I said, well, it's a brand new car. I didn't want to get scratched. Well, that's, yeah, I understand that, but, you know, those spots in the back are actually wider and, you know, more comfortable. So, well, I just didn't, okay? Very politely, again, my husband said, well, I'm sorry, sir, I'm going to have to give you a red karma card. Guy looks at it and says, what's this? And I must point out to your listeners, the words, uh-oh, are actually printed on the card.
That's correct. I didn't make that up.
You added it.
No.
So he looks at it for a moment. And I'll clean this up. He just says, ah, screw karma. Flings it across the parking lot, gets in his car, and drives off. Okay, fine. We go in the restaurant. We've ordered our lunch. And we see this guy drive back in this unmistakable car. This time he parks it neatly in one of the wider spots in the back. And he starts crawling around that parking lot on his hands and knees looking for that red karma car. He was going under car. I was afraid he was going to get hurt. But he found it, put it in his pocket, walked back to his car, and quietly drove away. And that was the last we heard of it.
Wow.
Wow. So, yeah, you know, you just have to assess the situation. I live in Los Angeles, so cars and parking are kind of an obsession with us.
Oh, yeah. Well, we have similar problems here in Santa Barbara. This town was designed for small cars, and now everybody's, not everybody, but a majority of people are, it seems like, are driving these big SUVs and so forth. And these roads, these streets were not designed for these big, wide monstrosities. And people also try to drive them like they're Ferraris.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
And that kind of drives me a little crazy because I drive a nice little four-door, I guess you call it a sedan, Volvo. Nice little car, about 10 years old and still doing great. Always, I would say 99.9% of the time, I use my, I'm going to call them indicators, because they're to indicate what you're going to do. Yes, they're turn signals too. I really try to give people, you know, the right of way. As a matter of fact, I took a test not too long ago, a driving test not too long ago for the fun of it. And, one of the questions that was asked, you know, in terms of right of way, and I answered it correctly, but it also went on to explain that there are times when you must be willing to give up the right of way. Otherwise, you end up in an accident because somebody doesn't want to give the right of way. And I mean, I'd be handing out karma cards, and usually bad karma cards, left and right. I'd need a new supply of them if that were the case. But at the same time, I seem to remember this phrase that whatever it is that you are looking for, and I remember when I was working for a Christian radio station back in Phoenix, back in the 80s and early 90s, and of course it was just constantly, everybody was, you know, railing against the devil. And someone said to me once, is, you know, if that's what you're looking for, you're going to find it. And so if you start looking for good karma actions, you'll find them. They will come to you. You know, the law of attraction, as it were.
That's absolutely right. We're bombarded with bad stuff. We're almost tuned to look for negativity. But if you start looking for the good small acts, you will find them. And it's like any other muscle. The more you flex, the stronger it gets.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing I love about the concept of the karma cards is I see you doing a small kind act. Maybe you helped somebody with a package.
Mm-hmm.
All I have to normally I would just stand back on the side and smile and think that's a really nice guy. Now I can walk up to you, hand you a karma card with a smile and walk away. I feel good because I've acknowledged you doing good. You feel good because somebody saw you do something that maybe you didn't even give a second thought to. You get that nice warm glow and you start thinking, I got to find somebody else who's doing something good and make them feel good. So one small recognition of one act can generate more and more and more good acts. And on our website, you can actually track those cards, where they've been, where they've been registered. We encourage people to post stories of why they gave out the cards, particularly the good card, the good green karma cards.
Mm.
And one small recognition of a good act can travel around the world generating more and more good acts. It's really fun.
You know, two things. One is I'm curious as to how many cards to date have been registered, both the good karma and bad karma cards.
Oh, I don't have that number at hand, but it's in the thousands.
Okay.
And we're going to continue giving them away free until we've given away at least 500,000.
Wow. Wow.
And by free, I don't mean free plus shipping and handling. We're picking up the shipping. We're picking up the handling. They are free, free, free.
Cool.
Anybody who wants them, just go to our website, make a free account, and ask.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, if any of your listeners let me know that they heard about us on your show, normally we'll send out 40 cards. Normally we send out 30 red and... 30 green and 10 red. But I will up that to 60 cards if they just let me know they heard about us on your show.
Wonderful. And we, of course, will have a link to your website as well. The other thing I wanted to mention, when we first connected here before the interview, we started talking about, of course, you're living down in Los Angeles near Hollywood, and we were talking about actors and our favorite people. And, of course, one of my favorites that I enjoy watching, especially because it's one of my favorite movies as well, that I think ties into this quite well. And every time I think about it, I get a little choked up because of the scene near the end of the movie. The movie is entitled Pay It Forward, and he plays a teacher in a school. And I think, am I correct that that was a true story? He comes up, they have to come up with this idea for changing the world.
I believe it was a true story, yeah.
Yeah, and he comes up with this idea about paying it forward. In other words, if somebody does you a kindness, you don't return the favor to that person. You, in turn, take the kindness that you would pay to the person who was kind to you, and you pay it forward to someone else. And then you give them the same instruction that, you know, don't return the favor to me, pay it forward.
And, exactly.
And that's kind of what we're talking about here, especially when it, well, with both cards, in particular with the good karma card. And like I said, the scene at the end where everybody shows up in front of the house with candles.
Yes.
I mean, even now, as I think about it, I get a lump in my throat. But it's an extraordinary thing, and of course, everybody loves to use that phrase, and it's which is great. You know, we all need to be doing that. I know that I've had experiences, and I know this is tough for a lot of folks, that when they see a homeless person, and we've got them here in Santa Barbara on State Street in particular, because I frequent State Street for lunch and just for taking walks. And for the longest time, I was so frustrated because, like, my God, I can't even take a walk without being almost accosted. You know, have you got any spare change for a coffee or for a hamburger or something? And I would just walk on by. And I have never really shared this before, but now I'll actually, you know, if there's someone out there who has spoken to me, I will go into the McDonald's. And I did this once. I actually bought 10 hamburgers, just regular hamburgers, took the bag out to the guy, and he ran off, obviously, hopefully to share it with others. I just feel more comfortable doing that than handing out cash, because at least I know what they're going to do, hopefully, what they're going to do with the hamburgers, hopefully eat them. Whereas with the cash, it may go in a direction that, you know, I wouldn't feel comfortable aiding and abetting, you know, an alcoholic or something of that nature. And that's a judgment call on my part. But nonetheless, that's a frustration that I know a lot of people have about, I know they need help, but I just don't know what to do.
But you are taking a positive action, not just the mindless thing of digging in your pocket for some change.
Yeah.
You did a good, positive thing that may indeed change that person's life.
But then there's the other aspect of it. When we do something like that, now, I think it's wonderful about handing out the karma cards. I really do. I think it's an extraordinary gesture on our part to others when we see them doing something good. But we've talked about unconditional love on this program many times, and about selfless acts of kindness to others, almost to the extent that there's a biblical adage about giving alms, in secret, you know, almost to the extent, don't let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, as it were. And that you do these acts of kindness not for a return, but because it's the right thing to do. And that you're not going to get anything back, if you will.
Well, you have to be a really good selfless person to be able to practice that consistently. And most of us are pretty flawed individuals in one way or another. If you can do the kindnesses and the goodnesses quietly behind the scenes, invisibly, that's absolutely wonderful. But if you can't, I just want to provide a tool to help you do the right thing, recognize the right thing. It's a tool. It's not an end-all, be-all.
Right. How did you first come to understand what, because you can take this out of the religious and actually you can take it into physics. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. And I look at karma in that respect as well.
Yes.
But how did you come to understand the concept of karma?
Well, I'm not a religious person per se, but you feel the energy in some people. We've all been in that room where the one person walks in and just sucks the energy right out of it. Mm. Conversations cease. And they're not doing anything. They're not saying anything. They're just so negative that they suck up everybody's positive energy.
Yeah.
But we've also known that wonderful charismatic person who brings life and energy wherever they go. I've seen that my whole life and wondered how they did it. How do you tap into that? And eventually came to the conclusion that the more positive energy you put out there, it grows to fill the space and expand the space around you. The more you give away, the more room you have to accumulate it yourself. That's rather a crude way to put it. But if you give it away, it's like love. The more you give away, the more you have. Not the more you get, but the more you have.
Mm-hmm. So. Well, and that is certainly, I always thought it was a little strange, for example, that in my Catholic upbringing, that I was always taught about doing good deeds because you will you'll store up riches in heaven. And as I have grown and I become a more understanding and accustomed to the different philosophical, shall we say, bents on the hereafter, I started thinking, what's the point of, what am I going to do with riches, you know? Because I suppose if I was really kind-hearted, I would give them to those people who could better use them to better their lives. And that is one of the things that we're talking about here too, Darlene, is this aspect of bettering our lives. How do you see these cards, but also our individual acts of kindness, and even the reverse and coming to own those things as bettering our world?
I think it's inevitable that if you put out good, good will grow. It's a seed. You can plant it. Gosh, I had a wonderful thought and I've just lost it.
It's all right. But it's one of those things that again, a lot of people, they struggle with. I know I want to do the right thing, but I just don't feel comfortable, you know, and so forth. Do you find it necessary? Have you, in terms of speaking with people, that you need to really encourage them to go beyond their comfort zone?
You do. And I think the cards are a gentle tool that helps enable them to do that on a more regular basis. Again, we're isolationist. You don't interact with people the way people did in the past. We're staring at our computer screens or our phone screens, barely noticing the people around us. I want people to start noticing the people around. I truly believe that people are born hardwired to do good, most of us, and that a lot of it gets socialized out of us in one way or another. I would like to re-socialize it into us, make it a habit to look for good, look for positivity, look for kindness. All we ever see on the 24-hour news cycle is what's gone wrong, who's done something bad, the latest celebrity mess up. Ordinary people do extraordinary things every day. It's just recognizing those small, ordinary, good things that cause more good to grow.
Now, you're out and about, and how long have you been distributing these cards? When did they come into creation?
Well, the idea has been around for a while, and we actually had a very lame website launch about 4 or 5 years ago. But we have also a Karma coin, which is a really cool thing.
Oh, neat.
And it's about the size of a little bit bigger than a silver dollar. It's beautiful gold. It's enameled. And my husband is a poker player, so they make great poker card protectors. He was in a celebrity poker tournament with the late James Gandolfini a few years ago, and he was passing these out. And a number of celebrities still use them as poker card protectors. there were a number of investors there, and they started calling us, saying, we'd like to buy your concept. We're going, what? Excuse me? Said, well, you've got this niche social network. Well, we're senior citizens. I mean, we went, what's that? And they started offering us ridiculous sums of money. I'm talking millions of dollars to buy us out. And we looked at each other and said, wait a minute, this is what we've got? So we hauled it back, and it took us about 5 years to find the right programmers and get all the legalities taken care of. We actually only hard launched again this past March, but it's been going wonderfully ever since. We have new people signing up every day. We encourage them to interact not just with the people on the website, but with everybody to get good karma, good energy, positivity out there and flowing, which is why, you know, we're eating all the costs for now. It's coming out of my 401k. That's fine with me. If it makes the world a better place, I've done my job.
You know, I'm hearing more and more people kind of saying that about their retirement, and that is, I might as well enjoy it now. And they will just say, it doesn't matter, you know? I know some folks, I don't even have a 401k or retirement. I'm 56. But then again, the only retirement I am planning is on my car. you know, hopefully, although I'll be a little saddened by the fact that someone would have to take care of this, but they're going to have to basically peel my cold dead carcass off the console. Hopefully this is where I'll spend my final moments, as it were. Hopefully not on the air. No, let's not do that. Amazing. Karma.com is the website. It is just as it is spelled, no funny letters or what have you. The cards, two different cards. There's the good karma card, and then there's the bad karma card. But they're both bad karma deed, bad deed, I should say, and good deed. But they're both very valuable in the sense that obviously the good you are able to be acknowledged, you know, by someone for this. You're able to acknowledge someone for what you've seen them do. But even if you've seen someone such as your example wasn't being quite as kind as they could be. Again, I find that very. Matter of fact, I'm in my mind. I'm seeing this guy crawling around on the pavement in the parking lot, you know, looking for the card, because obviously something clicked in him. By the way, that's one of the aspects of this program too that I remind people of. And I usually do it near the end of the program, which we are not quite near, and that is that once you have heard this program, it's too late. You can't unhear it. So this guy had to have heard about karma somewhere. It clicked in his brain when your husband handed him that card. Even though he first drove off, it was like, uh-oh, wait a minute. I remember hearing about this whole thing back whenever, and it's always talking about, you know, generating da-da-da-da-da. And obviously the guy must be doing pretty doggone well if he's driving a car like that.
Yes.
So, gee, why would he want to jeopardize that? Because you just never know. And it's also something I pass on to people who work in the service industry, especially the medical industry. I know of individuals who they come in contact with patients all the time. And sometimes they leave the job going, hating what they're doing. It's like, oh my God, what a terrible day. I work with snakes and this and that and the other. I says, yeah, but you have no idea the impact that you are going to make on that businessman who comes in for his checkup, whatever it is. And he got up on the wrong side of the bed and he's cranky and grumpy. And after this medical physical or whatever appointment, he's going off to a business meeting. And if he didn't have this appointment, he'd be going to that business meeting with this got out on the wrong side of the bed attitude. But he comes in and you treat him with kid gloves and kindness and compassion and understanding. And he mellows out and he calms down and he takes that energy to the business meeting.
That's exactly right. That's how it works in our karmic world. That's how it works. And how it should work.
Yeah.
And earlier you mentioned politicians.
Yeah.
We are in the process of developing two awards for individuals and organizations who really deserve them. We have a Karma Clap Award that will go to individuals who really make a difference. For example, there's an organization that cares for the pets of service people who are deployed overseas. That's just a wonderful thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
They would be the kind of organization that would be the recipient of a Karma Clap Award. Then there's the Karma Slap Award, and I think the first one will probably go to Congress for reasons I need not detail.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, and we actually have been lightheartedly but semi-seriously talking about forming an independent political party, the Karmocratic Party, based on doing the right thing.
I like it.
Well, we're working on it. We've got 4 or 8 years to put it together, so we'll figure that out as it happens.
Well, I will tell you that any support that we can give to an effort like that is going in the right direction, because right now, and not to be overly pessimistic about, you know, the way things are in the world today, but there are some serious changes that need to be made. And we just went through a political cycle that just has been, I remember, it was either the last cycle or the one before that, 2008, and they used to compare it to what they considered to be the worst political cycle, presidential cycle, and it was back in the 1800s, I believe it was, early 1800s, if I'm not mistaken. And they used to say that was the worst. And it's like, okay, I think 2016 has just surpassed it.
I am in complete agreement, yes.
And I have to say that there are times when I take a look at these events that go on around us, whether they be political. I get frustrated when I hear about the volume of recalls in the auto industry. And it goes back 5, 6, 7, 8 years. And I'm going, are you kidding me? How could a mistake like that go unchecked for 8 years?
Not unrecognized, unchecked.
Unchecked.
That's the difference.
Yeah. And you sit there and you go, here's your bad deed karma card.
Well, it's a small step, but it's a step in the right direction.
Yeah. And then pharmaceuticals, I marvel at the commercials. I still remember seeing a commercial for a medication that was for a heart condition. One of the side effects was the heart condition. And I'm going, really?
Wait, what?
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to play, before we go to break here, I want to play something for our listeners that, of course, they'll find up on the website. Only runs a minute. This is from AmazingKarma.com.
Karma, karma, it's amazing karma.
Hi, welcome to AmazingKarma.com. My name is Darlene Tipton, but you can call me Karma Dar. AmazingKarma.com is based on the non-religious concept of what goes around, comes around. Good karma comes from simply doing the right thing. Own your actions. Make amends, then move ahead. That is the key to increasing your personal karma quotient, which enhances your quality of life. Please watch our explanation video. Then review the material under the navigation tabs above to find out how everything works. And remember, what goes around, comes around. And it all starts with you at AmazingKarma.com.
It's amazing karma.
I like that. That's first of all, I'm impressed with the production values. I'm always looking at stuff like that. But also, I think it's a really neat concept. And yes, it is taken from, certainly people can trace it back to the Hindu faith and so forth. But It is, as I mentioned earlier, it's also in physics. You know, for every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. What kind of action are you going to take today? Karma Dar is our guest here on the program, Darlene Tipton, and we're going to continue here on our program. This is Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. I'm Richard Dugan. We want you to stay right where you are. We'll be right back.
Tell me your story.
Welcome back to Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. I'm Richard Dugan, your host, and we're talking with Karma Dar, or Darlene Tipton, and we thank you so much for sharing your time with us. Now, you make it abundantly clear, both in the little excerpt that we, or little commercial, if you will, that we played from the website, but also in our interview here, you talk about the non-religious aspect of karma. And of course, what comes around goes around, the law of attraction for every action, et cetera, et cetera. I'm curious about your religious and or spiritual upbringing. What, from where do you hail, so to speak?
Well, I really didn't have a religious upbringing, per se. We lived so far out in the wilderness, there were no institution to go to. And frankly, my parents weren't particularly nice people. So, I don't know. I think, as I said, I think most people are just hardwired at birth to do the right thing, and it's a question of either being guided or guiding yourself. There's not an undiscovered tribe anywhere in the world who hasn't figured out that stealing is not a good thing. Sleeping with your neighbor's wife is not a good thing. We instinctively know what's right. Practicing it is just a matter of exercising that muscle to do it right and make it a habit.
Well, you know, there is this other element, shall we say, that we talk about also on this program called intuition. And we believe that it won't steer you wrong. And a lot of times you talk about being hardwired. Well, yeah, in that sense, if you will, we are. Our intuition is constantly telling us, you know, what is appropriate and what is inappropriate behavior. And it's just a question of whether or not, I'll call it the external programming, how much of an influence has that been on interfering with that intuitive guidance?
I think it's a major, major factor in that. Did you ever run into a two-year-old who didn't completely understand the concept? That's not fair. That's not right.
Mm-hmm.
They get it. Over time, a lot of that gets socialized out of them, sadly. And we withdraw into our little cocoons, of privacy, and we no longer listen to that inner voice, which is they're telling us, you know what to do here, just do it. And we fight against that. One of the things I've noticed in life is that when you are feeling the most stressed, very often it's because that stress is trying to push you back onto the right path and you're not paying attention to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know that that has happened on more than one occasion. Not as much with specific acts, but even when just walking down the street and you're saying, you know, your intuition, your gut is telling you, okay, turn right at this next corner.
Yes.
It's like, well, what's wrong with continuing straight forward? I mean, there's nothing blocking my path. Now, you may not even know what it is that you're being guided to or from, for that matter. But and I've shared this example more than one occasion where I was bicycling. I used to bicycle everywhere in Phoenix to and from work, and it was usually a straight shot. I mean, you know, it was just a beeline down this one street through past farm fields, because we were out in what I considered the South 40, straight to the transmitter site where we broadcast from. And I was being told, turn right at the next corner. And I'm thinking, well, that's going to take me out of my way. I went half a mile down the road past that corner, and the prompting would not stop. So I actually turned around and I made that now left turn, went up and then over and back down to the street. And I, of course, I felt much better, but I was still perplexed as to why I was being prompted to do that. The only conclusion that I could come to was it was a test to see if I not only would listen, but then would follow through with the promptings that I was given. And that's the other aspect of it, too, as we've been sharing, and that is, are you going to follow through?
Exactly. Our minds, our beings, we are attuned to receive all sorts of messages, but whether we recognize them and act on them is another thing. Do we or do we not listen to all the things we are receiving in one way or another, whether they're emanating from inside us or outside us? Listening is the thing we don't really know how to do anymore.
Yeah, we're not really taught how to do that. We really aren't. When you have, because I'm sure that you did significant research on this whole aspect of karma beyond even what you were exposed to. I mean, it permeates all cultures.
It does. It does indeed. And there isn't a religion I have ever encountered that didn't emphasize that good is better than bad. Doing good deeds is better than doing bad deeds. However you may want to couch it or whatever additional philosophies you want to add on to that, religions pretty much universally are about doing good and doing good for others. So why are we fighting amongst ourselves if we're in agreement on that one basic premise?
It is kind of strange. You know, I think, you know, I brought up politics early in the program. and it to me is rather amazing in this pluralistic society that in which we live, where this concept permeates, if you will, that these individuals don't seem to get that. I mean, and it's so blatant. It happens so often that it's just, it's like, how can you miss it? It's like a giant stop sign that is right in front of your face, but you don't see the forest for the trees, as it were.
And you don't hear through your own words.
Yeah.
Which is really, really sad. Everybody is entitled to their own opinion, their own viewpoint. They're not entitled to restrict other people based on their own opinion or viewpoint. What happened to respect? What happened to acknowledging and celebrating difference rather than fighting it? Mm. I don't know.
When you and your husband began this venture so many years ago, both in your own relationship, but also with the AmazingKarma.com concept and the good and bad deed karma cards, what was your feeling in terms of this making a difference in the world? I mean, there had to be a moment at least where one of you had to think, it's too big. This is too daunting. The concept when I was a kid growing up was, you know, changing the world. That's too big. I can never change the world. And so we did nothing.
Well, we never actually thought of it in terms of being daunting because the genesis of it was simply a game that we played with our children when they were growing up to teach them right from wrong. And that's a, you know, very simple thing. Children completely understand this. If you set the table without being asked, the universe will grant you a positive karma point. If you continue to harass your sister, I guarantee you that mom and the universe will debit you a karma point. And the kids started getting into a competition as to who could do the most good things. And we also encouraged them to positively tattle on their siblings. If Sally did something good and Paul told me about it, well, they'd both get a karma point. If Paul tattled on Sally for doing something she shouldn't, they'd both debit a karma point. So it was encouraged them from this early age to do good, recognize good in others, and become instinctive to look for the good. So it just grew out of that, and we realized that this is something everybody could do every day. In fact, hopefully next month we have an ebook coming out. And forgive me if I stumble over the title because it's quite long, and it's called Karma Sense, How to Increase Your Personal Karma Quotient and Enhance Your Quality of Life. Wow, I made it through. And it's over 100 very simple, small, cheap or free ways to just make the world a slightly brighter place, one tiny, small act at a time. We're not looking to move mountains. But if you move a grain of sand every day, sooner or later that mountain will be someplace else.
This is true. Absolutely. You know that example that I shared with you earlier? Well, I had a similar one. Someone came up to me and asked me for change, and I said I did not and continued walking. And it was at the right time, but I didn't follow through. I should have turned around and said, but if you'll wait just a moment, because I was running an errand, I will. And I was going to go over to the local McDonald's and I was going to get him a hamburger or a breakfast sandwich or something. And when I finished my errand, I said, I need to find that person because, it's like I just missed an opportunity.
Exactly.
I never found that person.
But you had the inner voice telling you what to do. You knew what to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're all hardwired that way. We just have to listen. And the karma cards, just a tool to get people in the habit of listening and looking for the good within and the good without.
Now, you say at least at this point, though you have no exact numbers, 1,000 or more of these cards are in circulation and have been registered.
Plural.
Thousands.
Yes.
Okay. Are you, and again, I know you probably don't have the analytics, if you will, from the website to track the, to talk about this specifically, but it talks about taking the karma card, and let's say I'm given the good karma card, and I go to the website, and I go to amazingkarma.com, and I register the number that's at the bottom of the front of the card, the code, the authorization code. Then I then pass this on to someone else who I saw doing a good deed, and they will do the same thing. They will then go back to the website. They will go in, and again, this is all free, folks, and they'll register the same number. Can you tell me, is there any way that you would have information on how many times a particular card has been registered multiple times?
That information is available to anybody who has registered that card. You can go in and see exactly how many miles it's traveled, how many hands it's passed through. I don't have the cumulative information on that, but these cards have traveled thousands of miles through hundreds, thousands of hands, and each one commemorates a good deed or a problem that was acknowledged and that somebody was repentant and took responsibility for. So it grows geometrically. That's, I think, the most wonderful part about it. And frankly, it's just fun to go and see that the card you registered in Santa Barbara today ends up in Toronto tomorrow and ends up in Singapore the next day.
Yeah. And also, it shows you a couple of other things as well. It shows you the lineage that you are a part of, shall we say.
Yes. It's like a family tree of good deeds.
Yeah. But it also shows how connected we are in a manner of speaking, in a non-technological way.
Yes.
I mean, even though you have to, you have to go online and so forth, but the card itself, you're passing it from one person to the next, and they register it and so forth. That's kind of a neat legacy of sorts.
It is, and you will always be connected, at least by memory, with somebody who recognized you as a good person. How can that not fail to make anyone feel good and encourage them to do good and look for good?
Yeah. I think it's a fabulous concept. I encourage people to go to amazingkarma.com and register, go on and request a set of cards. And of course, if you mention that you heard about it here on Tell Me Your Story, they'll send you not 30, but 60 of these cards. 20 and 10, if you will, I think it was the breakdown.
I think it's actually, normally we'll send out 40, which is 30 and 10, but I'll send out 60.
Okay.
Anybody who identifies himself as your listener.
All right. Wonderful. And I encourage you to do that. I mean, it's a neat little thing to do. Some folks may not quite understand it. I mean, it is pretty self-explanatory on the back of the card. We encourage you to check that out. What, now you mentioned an ebook that's coming out in the not too distant future here. What other things do you have in store for us further down the road? Anything in the works?
Well, we're actually doing a promotion that will be starting in about a week, I think it is. You played part of our Karma theme song. We have a couple versions of that, including one that we wrote new lyrics to a few years ago called We Need a New Congress. And we will encourage people to download the music in either the vocal or the instrumental versions and do their own performances to it, whether it's singing, dancing, performing it on their instruments, providing a new animated video, rewriting the lyrics. And we'll post our favorites so everybody can see. It's just going to be a lot of fun.
I think that that's very cool. That is very cool indeed. I'm curious, if you don't mind sharing with us, you sort of trained your children up with this concept.
Yes.
Where are they today?
They are actually spread all across the country. I only have two who are still in Los Angeles. One is an actor, and he's also in film school. One is a trained chef who is working in sales. I've got a daughter in St. Louis who's in nurses training. Paul, it works in a factory. They're all over the place, and I'm really proud of them. I'm really, really proud of the kids.
Well, that's very cool. For folks who want to get in touch with you, they can do that through the website, amazingkarma.com?
That's right, and I will answer every inquiry. And if they even want to email me, I have a very simple email, darlene@amazingkarma.com.
That's easy enough, folks. darlene@amazingkarma.com. The website, amazingkarma.com. Look for the ebook coming out shortly, and we encourage you to request a set of cards. She'll send you 60 of these cards. They'll be pass it on as well as own your actions, make amends, and move ahead. The good deed and bad deed karma cards, we encourage you to check them out. And Darlene, thank you so much for sharing your time with us. We're grateful for that. And I know you live down in Los Angeles, you and your husband, but should you find yourself in the Santa Barbara area, we would certainly love to have you in studio to continue our conversation.
Oh, that's lovely. Thank you.
Yeah. Before we let you go, And of course, we would be nailing your husband with these three questions as well, but he chose to beg off for whatever reason.
He's installing a washing machine.
Oh, there you go. That's far more important, I guarantee you. You want to get the clothes clean. But before we let you go, three final questions for you. First of all, who is Darlene Tipton?
Oh, that's an interesting question. And how do I answer that? I'm a mother, a grandmother, a wife, a retired television executive, overeducated, curious. I really don't know how to answer that.
What is it that you hope to or want to achieve with the work that you are doing today?
I'd just like to leave this planet just a skosh better than when I got here. And if any action of mine can do that, I'm going to move forward and do that.
And what is your life's purpose?
I think my life's purpose is to inspire people to do the right thing. Everybody knows what that is, but to take the action, not just to know about it, to do about it.
Well, Darlene, thank you again so much for sharing your time with us. I think that this is a great idea. It's very simple, easy to do, with or without the cards, but I think it's kind of fun to do it with the cards again. As a matter of fact, it reminded me of that concept of school kids on a project where they will write a message and they'll put it in a small little container. They'll attach it to a helium balloon and release it. And the instructions are to contact this email address or this phone number, what have you, and let us know where you found this message. But again, it goes back to that concept of showing how connected we are.
Indeed.
Yeah. Well, again, Darlene, thank you so much for sharing your time. And we look forward to having you back on in the near future to hear about the progress.
Thank you. It's been a real pleasure.
I'm Richard Dugan. This has been Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World, giving you choices and knowledge of those choices to help make your dreams come true. Until next time, love Talal.